Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September the 29th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Habakkuk, chapters 1 to 3, directing our lives towards God's vision. We read in Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 2 and 3 like this. Then the Lord answered me and said, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." During the days of Prophet Habakkuk, public notices were engraved in large and clear characters upon clay tablets and openly exhibited in the marketplace. The writings were to be sufficiently large so that one running by could instantly decipher the meaning. If the notice was a warning, it would also cause the reader to run quickly to prepare for what was coming. Bible scholars believe that the vision that Habakkuk was to write down was concerning the fall of Babylon and the restoration of Judah. God guaranteed that what was written would surely come to pass, which was an indispensable test of a true prophet. In fact, the judgment on the Babylonians was fulfilled through Cyrus in 539 BC. Long after Habakkuk's vision. A.J. Pollock says that this verse also refers to the hope of the Christian. When verse 3 is quoted in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 37, the word "it," that is the vision, becomes "he," that is the Lord, who will surely come and will not tarry. So in the New Testament context, this verse may signify the hope of the Christian, which is the rapture of the church. Let us clearly understand that God knows His plan and is working out all things according to His purpose. We are responsible to study and proclaim His revelation while awaiting its fulfillment. The assurance of fulfillment lies in God Himself, and the fulfillment of the vision would not take any longer than God had planned. Let us direct our lives towards the fulfillment of God's vision. As we read in Hebrews chapter 10 verses 35 to 39 like this. "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul."